When it comes to giantess knowledge, there is a huge misconception about the way things work. Though there is such a place as Giantess Island, the assumption is that it's a big place, just teeming with others like me. That part is true, but what you may not realize is that islands are typically formed in chains. That means there's more than one island for giant women to frolic, play, and meander. I live on one of those smaller islands, but it's just me. I choose to live on my own as more of a lone wolf personality, but it doesn't mean that I don't like visitors. Quite the contrary. In fact, every now and then I'm visited by a small group of explorers, usually a band of sailors whose ship was blown off course in a storm. That's when the real fun begins. It's true that I can be a bit of a bitch sometimes, but when company comes over, I am nothing but hospitable. I always offer my guests something to eat and a nice, cool place to rest when the heat becomes unbearable. Usually that place is in the shade of my giant breasts. When they're that big, you don't call them tits. And when the sun goes down, I crack open a couple of giant coconuts and create jacuzzi tubs for the guys. They build the fires and treat themselves to a nice, rejuvenating coconut water soak when the work is done. Once the moon is high in the sky, that is when the real fun begins. It really doesn't matter if it's one man or 50. Sure enough, at least one will make his way over to my hut for some late-night exploration. It takes a lot of guts to approach a sleeping giantess. Little do they know, I'm usually not actually sleeping. So I reward them by letting them have a little fun all over my giantess body. They get a story to tell their friends, and I have a bit of fun in the process myself. It's moments like these that make me truly enjoy being a giantess. This is Empress Alexis of SensualPhoneMistress.com. And I can be reached by calling 800-601-7259.